Chapter 3
"Well, look what we've caught," said the fox who was captain of the gang. "I think we've got a good one, a real prize." And he laughed.
"I'll bet he has a slew of fine things in that fat bandana," said the ferret, crouching next to him. "It looks full as a ripe melon."
"I wonder if he's good to eat," said the third character, looking down the hole, a weasel.
"No, their meat is tough," said the fox. "But surely we can use him for something or other, maybe for hunting. They have an incredible sense of smell."
These villains were never really certain what they wanted, but they knew they liked to be evil in any convenient way. Being evil was what they were best at. Everyone enjoys being best at something.
"They make too much noise," said the ferret,
whereupon Dominic vented a series of ear-tearing barks. Then, to frighten them, he growled. But they didn't scare.
"Let's get him now," said the fox,
and the three started edging into the hole.
"Stand back! Stand back there!" commanded Dominic, and without waiting for a response, he jabbed, jabbed, jabbed at them with his long, sharp spear.
"Ouch!"
said the ferret, though he hadn't been touched.
"Oops!"
said the weasel.
"Curses!"
said the fox. They strove to get at him with sticks and clubs and swords, but Dominic held them at bay with the wonderful weapon the catfish had given him. They were clever, as only a fox and a ferret and a weasel can be, but they were no match for Dominic's busy spear. They tried to knock it out of his grip, but Dominic was too quick for them, too adroit, and he knew no fear.
"Shall we get some help?"
asked the weasel, flustered.
"No," said the fox. "We'll wear him out soon. The way he's going, he's bound to get tired."
But they didn't know Dominic. By the time night came, it was the Doomsday Gang that was worn out, not he. Dominic's strength was increasing. Action always inspired him. He poked and jabbed his spear with increasing skill and abandon.
"I don't think we can get to him just yet," said the fox. "We can keep him down in the hole, but we can't get him. Let's sleep now, and in the morning, he's ours. He'll be up all night worrying while we're resting, and then it'll be child's play to deal with him."
The ferret and the weasel agreed. They invariably agreed with the fox, but it wouldn't have mattered if they had disagreed. The fox always had his way with them. Besides, they were tired. Laughing at the futility of Dominic's position, they covered the hole with logs, and after some more cruel jesting, they fell asleep on them, confident of success in the morning. Down in the hole, which was now getting a bit stuffy, what with the logs covering it, Dominic wasn't a bit worried. Challenges were his delight. Whatever life offered was, this way or that, a test of one's skills, one's faculties, and he enjoyed proving equal to these tests. With three villains sleeping on the logs above him, there was no way he could get out of the hole. That was plain. What would you do if you were in Dominic's predicament? Well, that's exactly what Dominic did. He began putting to use his great talent for digging. He clawed away at the side of the hole while his enemies were lost in their nasty dreams. So steadily and swiftly did Dominic dig, and so cleverly did he shift the displaced earth, that it was not too long before he had room enough to work his spear around in the right direction and dig with it too. Working away, he was happy he had gone out into the world to seek his fortune. So many interesting things to do. With four sets of claws and the spear, and a bountiful supply of energy, he burrowed a long tunnel away from the hole and under the crowded roots of a large tree. Then he worked his way upward to the surface. Just before dawn, he was standing on grass several yards distant from the slumbering Doomsday Gang. He could hear the fox, softly snoring. The ferret licking his chops. Excited by his successful exertions, Dominic couldn't help letting out one short bark to announce his liberation. This, of course, awakened the fox, the ferret, and the weasel. The earth was now barely supporting the logs and them, and at their first sudden movements of surprise, they tumbled, snarling and clawing at one another, into the hole they themselves had dug. Meanwhile, Dominic, more enthusiastic for adventure than ever, set out on the road again, all his senses alert.